This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
I am joined in studio by two, not one, but two lovely ladies today. Hi, Kristen Glazier.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Oh, I'm so good. I'm so good I'm busted,
you know? Perfect, because I've got a great friend with me here today.
I know this person.
I know. I think everybody does. One of our newest employees joining Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. We are so excited to have Jenny Arter with us.
Jenny Arter, a development manager now at Fairhope Hospice. How are you?
I'm doing well. And you?
I hear
you're busting.
I'm busting, man. I'm busting. Anytime I get to have guests in the noon hour, it makes the hour go very fast. So we're going to have a very quick time here. Just relax and tell me what a development manager does at Fairhope.
So I'm learning. Isn't that crazy? I'm learning. So a development manager, I'm building relationships in the community to gain support, mm-hmm. support for Fairhope and all they do.
So I'm sure at this point you realize it's quite a love story in the community.
It is. And oh, you're not kidding me. There's so many people that have wonderful, wonderful things and stories to tell me. My new badge, I wear it out when I go to the store on my way home, and people will stop me and tell me their stories. And yeah. it just makes me realize even more that I've made the right decision and I'm at the right place.
Right. I heard, because you've been now about a month, I think.
Yeah, this is, I'm in the middle of my fourth week.
Yes. You started right around fair time.
I did.
And I was told that you hit the ground running. I mean, you were part of all the pinnings and the veteran ceremonies, the Freedom's Never Free, all this stuff. You just kind of fell right into the middle of it.
She did a great job because I said, okay, welcome aboard. Now we have a big event in March and we've got National Hospice, Hospice Month in November. We've got end of year giving. So she has just really embraced the position. I know, I've known Jenny for a really long time as a partnership in the community and places that we've worked. And I knew for a long time that your heart would be perfect for hospice. And so for you to join our team is really something.
That is a term we've heard before, the heart of hospice, uh-huh. right? And what that means in terms of the services and the service you do for the community. So let's talk about some of the events. I mean, are you the party planning committee?
So typically in real life, yes. And uh-huh. now in my job, I get to be as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm stepping in the middle of an already planned event. So I'm kind of sitting on the edge and adding my little my 2 cents here
Your
and there
touches,
and
yes.
yeah, my little touches and finding out some new stuff. So yeah, we have in March our Fairhope Celebrates Life. It's March 21st,
uh-huh.
I believe.
Thursday.
It's a little earlier this
yeah,
next year.
We tried to move the time just a little bit. There's so much going on always.
Always.
And so we really mm-hmm. looked hard at the calendar this year to make sure that we had a perfect date. So we're real excited about that.
Jenny Arter is here, your new development manager. I just want to do a real quick shout out. Saturday is the Lancaster Holiday Festival Christmas Parade.
Yes.
We're all going to be in it.
Right.
Matter of fact, I think you're riding a float this year, riding something, right?
I am riding the float. I always decide I probably should walk this, and I think, oh, that float looks good. So I'm hoping that it's good. The temperatures will be nice and warm, and it's so fun. And by the end of that parade, I am tired because there are hundreds of people calling our names and
yes.
thank you and clapping and cheering. It is like a big burst of, joy and
right.
love, and it's great.
Look for Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care in the parade. Jenny, are you joining them for that?
I am joining them for that.
See, there you go.
I know.
I might try to hitch a ride on that float.
Might as well, yeah. Now you got to work your pageant wave, too.
I've got that down.
Just remember, radio station will be broadcasting at the corner of Main and Broad Street. So
I always try to jump off the float and run over there and say hi, but last year was almost ended in not a great scene. So I think I'll just sit and wave this year.
Okay, but you are welcome to come over. I will have a wireless mic available.
Perfect.
So
perfect.
I may run out to you. Who knows?
That's better.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, gonna be a great time, and one of those events that we want the visibility. We love the fact that you're out in the community, and it's a back and forth. You're showing your love, and you're getting that love back.
You know how you and I always talk during fair season about how great it is to have those booths and the tents at the
yes.
fair, and people come up all the time and say, thank you for taking care of so-and-so. It's the same thing at that parade. It's incredible to watch mm-hmm. these people along the sidelines that are yelling, thank you for taking care of
right.
us. We love Fairhope, and it's just, it really builds you up.
So, Jenny, as you've gotten into the new job here at Fairhope, what have you learned? What tell me, it's something you probably knew a lot about the organization, but are there things that you didn't know coming in?
I did know a lot about the organization. I've had family members there. My daughter's nurse was there, and my daughter was in a wheelchair. It was so easy for her to go in and spend time with her nurse those last few days. And I've known Kristen for a long time, and I've known a lot of people that work at Fairhope. There's almost a 6 degree of separation for me. I know so many people. But what I've learned is that Kristen has put together a team of the most compassionate, loving, and supportive people that I've ever worked with. It's been the most refreshing first 4 weeks that I've ever, I'm almost in shock. And I think I told her the other day, I'm waiting for the honeymoon phase to end, but it hasn't. She's just got the most wonderful group, from the clinicians to the housekeepers to anyone that I ask a question of, they're right there ready to help.
And Kristen, you can speak to this. You've put your team together methodically over time, looking for people like Jenny that are the right fit for your vision for what you want to see happen.
Yeah, thank you for that, Jenny. I appreciate that. And you know, it's always been, Fairhope has always been focused on good care, community care. But you know what? Culture is so important, because when we look for employees to hire, we look at what that fit is and what that culture is. We need them to have that passion and that compassion and just that love for each other. And it starts with all of us inside our Fairhope family. If you don't have that, it's really hard to spread that through the community. So we're very, very fortunate to have that.
When we come back, I want to talk about annual giving, because it is time for the holiday season. A lot of people are thinking about the end of the year.
All right, well, let's talk about something. I'm going to take the lead from you, Mark.
Go for it.
Let's talk about end of year giving. You know, it's so important, and something that Jenny and I have been working on is just talking about that and sharing that with our families. We receive so many donations every week from families who are just so grateful and thankful for what we've done, that at the end of the year, we just like to send a gentle reminder that not only with the foundation's 34-hour give, but really for just the end of the season. If it's on your heart to kind of donate and before the end of this year, that please reach out to any of us. And we usually send out some information to our donors and our families. So if you're at all interested in that, and we have not given our number yet today, have we?
No contact. Please,
oh,
give some contact information.
Please call 740-654-7077. You can get on our Facebook page or our website, which is fairhopehospice.org.
And if you're calling, still have toll calls, 800-994-7077.
You got it.
Look at you.
Did I get that right? Yeah.
You got it.
I try to memorize this.
That's awesome.
Jenny Arterer is our, are you the newest member of the team?
I'm not. Do you know, I got there and they had just hired a new social worker and the new vice president. So yes. Seth White has joined us, and then a relative of mine, Aaron Doherty.
Nice.
As a licensed social worker, I'm not the newest.
Well, our team is almost complete, and I'm going to bring Seth along for some radio love here in a couple weeks.
As we say, you got all the people in the right seats on the bus.
On the bus, yes, for sure.
So let's talk about end-of-year giving.
Okay.
The 34-hour give is through the foundation, right?
Correct.
But you can benefit from that.
Absolutely.
Yes. We have three funds at the foundation, and I've already been working with them to get that set up. They're already putting some stuff on Facebook for us. But 34-hour gives Tuesday right after Thanksgiving. That matched donations.
That's Giving Tuesday, right?
Right.
I mean, we have Black Friday and Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday and then Giving Tuesday. I think giving ought to be the first thing we do.
I know. Well, Thanksgiving and then Tuesday.
Well,
giving.
On Thanksgiving, or are we just taking and eating? You know,
a little bit both.
Yeah.
A little bit both.
I'm thankful, but I'm not giving much. Let's face it, I'm eating a lot. So.
Well, we'll catch you on Tuesday for the giving.
But and the other thing that I know a lot of people look at this time of year is. Long term, they're looking at endowments. They're looking at, you know, their estate and what legacy that people want to leave. It's a good time to think about that too.
It is. That's really important. You know, in the history of Fairhope, we have been extremely blessed for a lot of people in this community who have you know, allowed us to continue by their donations that they've given. So we have a lot of naming opportunities. So when people feel so moved to donate a sum of money, there are opportunities that you can name a room. We've got our beautiful 38 acres and the paths out back. So please reach out to Jenny for any questions.
And very quickly, Jenny, I know that next year is a milestone year when we talk about charter. We talk about the establishment of the organization. I think we got an anniversary coming up, don't we?
We sure do.
The
40th?
40 years. 40 years. Yeah.
We've talked about that because in 1982 is when we technically, unofficially started providing some hospice care through volunteers.
Right.
But 1984, that was the year that we got our Medicare certification. So we're going to celebrate all year.
Oh, yeah. You need to plan a big celebration for that.
We're way ahead of
We're on it.
All right. Thank you. We're out of time. Jenny, great to see you again. Kristen, we'll see you next week.
Mark, have a great week.
Thank you.